jam tonight. I did put it on there as far as what you want me to put on the truck, but I haven't heard anything back from it. But it's going to be down this coming month in September. You remember Austin and North Jam Country, John? Were they Canadians? But anyway, that was one of the biggest things, but I want to hurry up and try to get that done so we can go ahead and get that made done when they were down here. But I think the last email I got from them, they were going to be down for about a week next month. They have to take care of some business that they have here at Georgetown. But if y'all have anything that y'all want to put in there, I'd really appreciate some input on that so I could go ahead and kind of get that done. I guess we were going to use that for color that we had. And what I thought about doing was just taking maybe a chrome thing to put on it, like a spinner, put a declare on it, and then put whatever we were going to put on it. Like a dedication.
That's a good idea.
When we can only move that. Anybody else have anything you want to add to that?
Well, what happened to, didn't Jim offer on the vertical?
I thought we were going to speak with the prop on that side.
Okay.
I think that's what everybody tried to settle on that time.
Yeah.
That way they keep it out of one thing, we're not going here, there, everywhere. We just keep it out of one thing so that's when we can get that thing done. And I said, whatever we're going to say on it.
All right.
Is that agreeable?
Thank you for your help. Okay, you see. Okay, you stay for some
show of hands for doing the propeller. I suggest we do the propeller for the inside exhibit, mentioning Don's contributions, and put together some words. They don't have to be that complex. There's a good memory of his accomplishments there. It was stated that the rudder could be used for an outside sign.
Maybe like a wooden thing outside.
Yeah, to put it, and we could do that later, but we should get something done and get it put up.
Yeah. Just want to get something final out so I can get that done. Cause, I was going to use the guy down at Conway to, he does a really good job.
When are they going to be back in September?
They were coming out sometime around the 11th of September. They had a court hearing down here. So I'm sure that whatever they had, no problems with when they sold off their stuff down here with the real vault. They own some party stores. I know y'all may be in the dark about that. But that was the biggest thing.
Yeah. The only thing I noticed on that list of dates that Dennis sent out, were you planning to have a meeting at Screensy just before the fly-in? Because the way he has it set up now.
Well, the fly-in is always on the first.
That's right.
And then you normally have a meeting on the third Saturday.
Yeah, but I think it was scheduled for here.
That's going to be in Greensy.
No.
With the
fly-in will be in Green City.
Yeah.
But the meeting in October will be here.
Whatever his schedule that he set out, I'm not changing it. I mean, that's whatever that schedule was that he set out, that's
all
it.
Right.
Is that the schedule we planned on the last meeting? See, there were no minutes. So you and I got together and tried to figure out, and I thought that's the way I heard it, that the next meeting was going to be down here.
That's the way I understood hearing it also.
Yeah, let's just leave the schedule the way
it is. Calculated it wrong, I think. But usually it's Saturday before we have a fly-in, we come in and...
They've got the first meeting in Georgetown, and then the November meeting up there, but then the fly-in is on the first.
Yes.
So there
well, usually we come in the Saturday before we have it and just tidy up a little bit. We can do that. The mowing is kept up with pretty good, so we won't have a whole lot of that to do just to keep it.
That's this is going to be our own flying, not the breakfast
thing. No, it's going to be our own flying. There won't be no hurry up mowing. The whole area is taken care of, all the way below the campground. Both runways are mowed. I've got to redo them today.
Yeah.
But there won't be no dead grass pile left. I always worry about the fires. So we've been keeping up with it.
Yeah.
Well, pretty soon I'll be down here in Georgetown, and as still meet over there to say it before the flight if we need to take care of anything?
I just thought I would bring it up, that's all. Yeah.
So, Doghouse, we haven't seen y'all in a while. So, what's new?
Well, I see it was summertime. It was vacation.
Jamaica.
As a matter of fact, we went to pick up an airplane this morning. I didn't think we were going to get back, but when we looked at the airplane, it took about 3 minutes to decide we didn't want it.
Is that it?
No, we didn't
hear
it. I
wouldn't
let it get.
I'm like, Gordy, I couldn't put
it. No, that's always there. That was just going
to
bring it out
to people. We thought you might have a local Congress or something. That's all I knew, Jedi. You know, everybody in Congress has got to have their own pocket there, Jedi.
Right, right.
But you can't lie. That's why I
thought you were going to eat. What type of plane was it?
White Shark.
So you wouldn't let it
happen? Oh, I would let it happen. Ain't no way. We're not taking that one home.
The sail's rotten on it. It looked like it had been outside for years. And just rot.
I left the one Dennis and I went to look at in North Carolina.
Yeah.
It was sitting inside open hand.
This one wanted to get out.
It looked like it had been sitting outside.
Oh, yeah. They rushed him in the hangar when he got ready to sell it.
They hang it all the time.
Right there.
Put them all over it and try to bring the light back into color.
Dennis wasn't going to live down Mississippi by one was, of course. Is that where from the Mississippi Park? No, I don't know.
He's going gambling.
He's going to take one of the top of your boy.
Yeah, now we know. Sorry. I have to erase that part of the thing.
Yeah,
put that in
minutes. So
we can
enjoy it.
I
think it's a tradition. Just live just so we can all run around.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
you'll
enjoy
it. So that's, y'all know, we haven't seen y'all guys last. Has it been a few
times
since we've been
out
here?
April and June.
No way.
That's a little package.
They got him back.
Well, I'm going to find work.
Yeah.
Work.
And then.
Hard
to have fun
down
at
park.
Right.
All those
airplanes
around making all that noise.
So hopefully, you know, next time, we're just going to fill it all out. As far as finances and stuff go, we'll try to let you know, bring anything up about finances.
Well, I'll run through our treasury report. It's pretty well out there for anyone to see. We do have problems. We need donations bad.
We still have money in the bank?
We still have money in the bank. Yeah. We have enough to pay for Don's plaque, of course.
Yeah.
That was donated by Deanna and Austin. But we don't have a whole lot other than that. Which I'll bring that up here in a minute. I'm not going to meet our
obligation.
Well, there's Kenny right there. Any donations, I will buy. Glad you could all make it here. I'm going to start with May's minutes, since we have a recorder now, and Dennis didn't have any way of getting anything to put down. So, for the May's minutes, on the 16th of May, our checking account was $190.09. 10th of June, we paid the Ori electric bill, $28.01. Leaving on the 20th of June, the balance in the account was $162.08. As for petty cash, on the 16th of May, cash on hand was $58.10. And 16th of May, the kitty produced $55, bringing the 20th of June's cash on hand at $113.10. Now, June's treasury report, the 20th of June, checking account, of course, was $162.08. The 30th of June, we paid the Ori electric bill $26.29. 30th of June, I deposited $100 into the checking account, which brought our balance on the 19th of July to $235.79. For petty cash, the 20th of June, we started out with $113.10. 20th of June, the soda donations came to $11. And the 30th of June, transferred money to check-in, previously stated, of $100, which leaves us on the 19th of July, cash on hand, $23.10. We had no meeting in July, so today will be July's minutes be read for our August meeting. We started out on the 19th of July in the checking account, $235.79. 10th of August, we paid the Horry electric bill, $34.73. Bringing the 15th of August balance in account, $201.06. As for petty cash, 19th of July, we started out with $23.10. 15th of August, we bought a mower belt for the Craftsman mower out there. It was $18.36. Actually, that started 3 weeks ago, but I got the wrong size belt. So today I went and got the final one. We've had a time with mowers. We got like five of them out there. It gets confusing. Now we're stapling them to the wall, so we won't have this problem maybe in the future. Anyway, that brings our cash on hand today, 15th of August, as of now, is $4.74. So what we have in the bank, it looks like, is being $201.06, and $100 of that's already set up for Don's plaque, leaves us with $101. And I went over, in 07, for our fly-in in November, we spent $336.52 for supplies. And last year, prices went up. We bought about the same thing, went to $377.27. So that tells me that this year we can expect probably to pay in the neighborhood of $400 at least. And I think that was 12 or 13 Boston butts, the usual fixings to go with it. Beverages. I got a breakdown on it. Usually it costs, well, 07 we paid $62.88 for posters, but we had to do a little more for 08 because we had more of a coverage. I think we went into Virginia and some of the AA chapters. We sent every chapter a poster. And so last year we spent $100.17. Postage had increased from 07, it was $10.53, and last year we spent $15.18 to mail out those. Beverages, for some reason we spent more in 07. We spent $48.47, and last year we spent $32.06. But I think part of that was we had some built up out there, the building, and we're down to rock bottom now. We think we got 10 waters out there, so we may have more on that. Food in 07, we spent $214, and last year we spent $229.86. We always get it at the Conway Frozen Foods, the Boston Butts. Might have some help on that, folks, on where we can get a better deal, but it seems like they're close to the trip on out to Green Sea. They always got good product. We never had a problem in the past with them. Always had what we needed. But that puts us considerably low. We need about $300. So I guess in the next couple of months, maybe we can all make a little bit of effort to put a little more out. And I know it's a hard time. The times are hitting rough at all of our homes. So maybe we want to make a decision if we're going to do this fly-in. The thing is, if we don't do the fly-in, we won't meet our obligations for the coming year. We could talk about this later on the insurance for the building out there. We could drop that and self-insure. And that would help us out considerably because it's going to be probably $800 this year, I imagine, for insurance on our building. Wasn't it close to that last year, Gary?
I think we brought up last time that we're going to just drop that insurance.
Yeah.
One time with Doug and Shirley on that. Because we can't afford the cost of that building at the rate we're storing that thing.
Well, I projected the cost, and the way it looks like to me, if we can pull this line off, the profit we make on it, all the other bills can be taken care of, and we can pay our electric bill for the rest of the year. Anyway, that's about all I got to say. I'm sorry to be the bird of bearer of bad news. Maybe something later can be said later.
Well, I'm going to accept that election.
People have to make up a collection.
You know, Bubba, that sounded pretty bad. You know what? I'll stick that budget up against the federal government any day because we're still running a deficit and we're not running a deficit at this point. But the only problem with the deficit versus zero, we can't print money. Yes, we can find a way to do that, get away with it.
No, we don't want to try that.
Don't want to try that. I was going to bring up and talk to a couple of them about projects. I thought I was hoping Bill was going to be down here, so he could kind of give us an update on his. You were over there the other day.
Bill said he'd be home after the meeting if anyone wants to stop by. He's got his wings on his airplane, and it's starting to look like something. If anyone wants to stop by, he'd be happy to see you. I'll be heading straight up towards Conway, towards the airport, because I've got some mowing to do. I've been donating all my time I can. Bud's been in Alaska, and of course in the summers I always try to do the mowing for him out there. So I've been paying for all the diesel, and Wayne's been paying for all the gas to do around the building. So we try to do our share, because we know the chapter doesn't have a whole lot of money to be sinking into that. And we wanted to have a safe flying. Years come and pass. Bud and I would try to do all the mowing just before the flying, and there'd be big gobs of hay laying everywhere. And I always said, what if somebody gets out of an airplane, God forbid, but people do smoke in airplanes. I never thought it was right, and I was always, there was no smoking around my place, unless you field stripped your cigarettes. My dad would follow you around. So everything is nice and neat. It looks good. Hopefully we'll have a real good fly-in from it.
John, how's yours been going as far as the planes? Did you get a chance to sell any of
them? Contrary to the national economy, I sold a couple airplanes.
That's great.
We loaded one up yesterday that went to Iowa.
Well, that's a good product that you have there with those engines on.
I'm sorry?
I said that's a good product that you have with the engines.
Yeah,
the setup that you have for it.
Well, I guess that's what's bringing people from far away. Marsha was commenting earlier as we were coming back from King Street this morning that it just doesn't seem like people have aviation interest like they used to in this area. And it beats me as why, you know. Other than the fact it's been a long, hot summer. It's been miserable here. I don't know how it's been over your way.
Well, we got one of the greatest places to do low-level flying in that there is, as far as seeing things.
So, you know, go figure, huh?
Because I know we used to come up out of Charleston and come by here, and we'd come up all around the Myrtle Beach area, and we used to go to the Touch of Goose out of Wilmington sometimes. And we'd do all the low-levels out around through there. We talk about some good times. It's beautiful all the way down to here. And then out west, where we used to go out and do a lot of low levels out there, so all kind of, especially down in the canyons and stuff, it's, you don't see nothing.
No. Some of my favorite flying here is actually right on the beach, say at 30 feet. And, you know, watch out for birds, for seagulls and the like, but it's uninhabited beach, it's pristine, you don't have to worry about anybody on the beach and buzzing people, there's nobody there. And between, if you fly off toward the jetties and just head north right over the beach, there's some of the prettiest white sandy beach with palm trees.
You come out here up to
Jones Creek, north end of the road.
around
Bulls Bay. Lighthouses and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. I usually make, if I've got the time, from Northland all the way to Bulls Bay and circle the lighthouses and then come back up. 30, 45 minute flight, and it's quite enjoyable.
Well, you get in trouble going by Hilton Head going to the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got the wrong class of people there. They don't like anything.
You know, Tilda, that's right here. And I reckon we got a message on the radio saying in essence exactly what our location was. So we already got a complaint on you.
It's just that quick.
Yeah? Yeah. That's restricted. Stay away from that place. The floor's open. Anybody else want to...
If anybody's got an old lawnmower they need to dispose of, don't take it to the junkyard. We'll pick it up. Might be able to get some pieces off of it.
Parts.
Experimental Mowers Association.
We're actually trying to figure out a way to take the blade and mow grass and put a prop on the front of it. A flying lawnmower.
Taxi training.
What are y'all cutting with? A small riding mower and cutting all that runway and stuff? Or you got a tractor and bush on it?
That's a 6 foot finish mower for the runway.
And a long 5'10" tractor. Mm-hmm. And then we got a Massey Ferguson with a 21 Haas Kohler engine. And it's got a Bobcat motor attachment behind it with a 18 Haas Briggs & Stratton commercial motor on it. That's our backup. Mm-hmm. We've got a roper, so a 1968 roper that come out of retirement, had been out in the woods, park mostly, and Wayne resurrected it somehow. It's got a John Deere paint job on it. Looks like a brand new lawnmower now. But we pull a 42-inch swisher, and I think it's a 50-inch deck on that roper. And now we're in the works of an old tractor that was brought to us, an old mower. We dissected it and made another tow behind that will go off the right side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's drug it around and towed real good, but we haven't started it up. That's my project. I got some parts to bolt it together and see how it's going to work out. We should be able to mow about a 10-foot swath if this works out. So with that and the tractor... Right now, if you mow every week on that runway, you can do it in about 2.5 hours. But if you let it go 2 weeks, it's an all-day job mowing it and the taxiways. You don't get to do the ultralight runway that day.
I know that is.
I mowed that runway one time on mine. Not just for the regular 22 horse, 42 inch.
Wow,
that takes forever.
And it seems to get slower and slower and slower as you cut.
It felt like I could walk faster than I think. You want an eye than 6 feet.
I was a guy that moved down from up north, somewhere near Timminsville, back when I lived there, that bought an existing grass strip, piece of property, and built a home there. He had gone to Ag Supply in Florence and bought 3 of these Italian-made Stracone mowers, 5 blades, I think, were like a 9-inch cut, and coupled the 3 together with drive shafts into a box, powered by a 350 Chevy V8. Now, he could make one pass. He was pretty much done, I think, up and back, and he mowed his runway in no time. Well, 350 V8 with a 4-barrel. Man after my heart, I'll tell you.
I'm trying to keep it down on the ground.
Helicopter effect.
I'm thinking about these guys. They're pretty innovative in improvising.
Yeah.
Using what's around.
Yeah, we've got a Craftsman lawnmower that's just for the chapter. And right now I've got the belt to put on it, and it'll be all back to as good as new condition. I'm going to try to keep that just for the chapter. We're going to keep our tractors to do the runway and anything outside of our area. Maybe it'll last a good while that way.
Yeah. Well, talk about what you need to borrow. You're going to volunteer to they'll need a push more, but I don't think you want all that over there. There's been any reason at all.
We tried a push mower one time off the side of a mower, a tractor.
Yeah.
But that wire grass was so bad that it ripped the motor right out of the deck.
Oh,
we got
a
perfectly good motor, no deck left. We tried everything out there.
Yeah, we thought about it a little bit of weed kill, but then the dirt, you know, might be kind of...
Yeah, absolutely.
That would solve the mower.
Yeah, I sometimes use what I call pull in and round up instead of weed. You know what that is,
diesel fuel. What's over there is that kind of soil bag where nothing wants to
get in. Yeah, that's the beauty of it. You gotta hope it's strong and blows the smell away before the tree huggers find out what you're doing.
Just round up.
If you round up and diesel fuel together,
I've done that too.
That's a good combination.
Yeah.
Well, you have a little chemical background to it.
Well, I have a diesel fuel.
Diesel
fuel works great for termites. If you build something, if you'll take that and a little bit of termites and sulfur and you mix it together, and you spray, if you don't have clean liver, you don't want to termites.